Robin McCarron.
Hashtag authority. Hashtag Steph Bouncy. Hashtag SmackDown 15.
Jeff Hawkins.
You done digging that hole?
You're listening to Shake Them Ropes with Robin McCarron and Jeff Hawkins.
Dance on your grave, dirt sheet writer.
In the end, we self-perceiving, self-inventing, locked-in mirages are little miracles of self-reference. Douglas R. Hofstadter. Whose gimmick is more self-aware and meta? Taylor Swift, John Cena, or Dolph Ziggler? I still think Swift wins. Strange promos abound. I think we're going to have a little Cena talk tonight. Vince is in Oprah mode. You get a title, you get a title, you get a title. First the Cruiserweights, and now, again, with the WWE Raw Women's title. Over on SmackDown, Sid's favorite wrestler, Kevin Owens, shows us how to referee, and we get the debut of Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. On NXT, the Brits kill it in a tag team match, and Bobby Roode bids adieu. Maybe we'll get to Glow. Maybe if you're good, you'll get a special episode of Shake Them Ropes later this week. Your host, as always, Rob McCarron, and Rob, to answer all your Twitter questions from today, Oz petered out in his last two seasons anyway, so a rewatch would not make it better. And I think the NXT Combine is the worst idea that sounds cool.
Well, it's lame, first of all. Okay. If you're going to do a Combine, it's to see who you're going to sign, right? You know, who's the best. If you're doing an NXT Combine, you're basically just doing PE class, and it's like the presidential medal.
Well, you know what? I understand the thinking behind this because, like, football teams used to do this all the time, you know, and they'd put things on the wall of who had the heaviest bench press and things of like that. But this isn't college. My big problem. Well, it is, you know,
more like that than it is anything else.
The art school aspect of it is, but it's meant to build camaraderie in a business and in a company that if you have an issue with your health, so to speak, you are an independent contractor, except under NXT rules, of course. But in general, I mean, if you're learning to be a professional wrestler, quote unquote, at the PC, you should learn to say no to things like this. Because, look, this company is not going to smile on you if you exert yourself a little bit more in a sprint and blow out your ACL and hurt your marketability. I'd tell them to buzz off, to be honest with you.
Tell everyone to buzz off. Who won the Combine? Was it Tina?
I don't know. I didn't even follow it all that. I think it's a 2-day thing.
Well, I didn't even know what the hell was going on. All of a sudden, I'm getting tweets about Tino Sabatelli interviewing at the NXT Combine. Like, what the hell are they doing?
Tino better be good at this kind of
thing. You would think so. I mean, he did this before. He was drafted, wasn't he? He was drafted, I'm pretty sure, by the Cardinals. Somebody?
Buccaneers.
Oh, the Buccaneers. There you go. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Bucks. And the Tampa Bay Bucks are known for high-level talent and decades of just
the defense
dominating.
When he was first there was pretty darn good. Yeah. And my boy Rondé Barber.
Tony Dungy whipping people into shape. John Gruden.
Dungy was there. Or Gruden. It was later.
What? Well, then their defense sucked. The defense was a joke. It was a waste. The Tampa Bay Bucks suck, except for Tino Sabatelli.
Mm.
Future world champion of somewhere. I don't know yet where.
No, once he gets cut, he's a guy that never wrestles again.
I mean, if he got cut by WWE, you're not going to see him on the indies. That's for sure. You're going to see him selling cars, maybe. I don't know.
Bola 2018. Tino said.
Would love it. Not going to happen. I mean, he's going to be a car salesman. He's going to be in some type of sales arena. Glorifying the days where he was a professional football player. He'll never be the same again. It's all downhill from there. Does HBO's Oz hold up? 48% say yes. 52 say no. That is the poll, how it stands right now at Shake Them Ropes on Twitter. This is Shake Them Ropes, episode 227. Rob McCarron here, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff.
Yes.
What can we hate on this week?
You know, the first thing I want to go into, I think the big story is John Cena and the Roman Reigns promo from Raw. That thing was absolutely surreal at times.
Oh, interesting. I had that number 4 on my list of big
topics. Wait, okay, what's number 1? We'll go into number 1 on your list.
Number 1 is Brock and Braun, how it's still the most anticipated match of all time ever since Rock Hogan 2. That's right. Rock Hogan 2. Benjamin and Gable, Shelton Benjamin looking like a superstar. What I loved about that match was that they emphasized how they weren't a coherent team.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was great. Like, they just didn't do a regular tag team match. They weren't, you know, a well-oiled machine right away. They were off in spots. They didn't have the communication down. Like, this, you could tell that they actually put a little bit of thought into this tag team story. Like, eventually, I don't think Shelton Benjamin's really going to want to be on this team, and he's going to turn on Chad Gable at some point. And he probably should, because Shelton Benjamin looks great. He looks like he should be facing Jinder Mahal for the world title. But I loved that they were, you know, they were off in spots. Shelton Benjamin was like, I don't know what you're trying to do here, so I'm just going to do my own thing. And then they do the finish, and Chad Gable's like, hey, it worked, whatever. But I loved the thought they put into that with them not being a coherent team right away.
I liked it at first. I did. I'm a little confused as to whether or not they told the entire story in the match.
Well, it doesn't have to be the entire story.
Well, right? But hear me out here, because in the beginning, they were doing that stuff where Shelton was basically shoving Gable out of the way.
Oh yeah.
And it looked like they were playing up from last week the Shelton really doesn't want to team with this guy angle to it. And I was expecting this to be kind of like a Y2AJ type story that lasts 2 weeks. You know, they bring out a shirt and then Shelton turns on him. But by the end where they're all
that.
But by the end They're hugging each other and fist bumping each other. I mean, did they do the whole reconciliation now? Where
no
cohesive in 1 week?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's where you're coming at that Shelton doesn't want to team with him. He's fine being in the tag team with Chad Gable, but it's not like they're best friends, and it's not like they're, you know, his identity is being in this tag team.
Oh
where
no,
Chad Gable was
100%
up for it.
No, I'm cutting you off right there, because no, okay. that vignette last week with Daniel Bryan introducing his tag partner, and the look Shelton gave was, no, I came here to do singles and you just shoved me into a tag match and I'm going to, that was purposely put there to make it seem like Shelton's turning heel.
All right. Well, no, we're on the same page there. I think Shelton's going to turn on this at some point, but I think he's turning on it because Chad Gable pushes him to turn and be like, okay, like this was a fun idea, but it's really not my thing. I don't believe he's super against the tag team right now. It's just not his priority. And Chad Gable was, he was like a kid on Christmas. Like, I got a new puppy. I'm going to fuck this puppy. You know
what?
Not like banging.
Is that what you do on Christmas?
He's gonna fuck with this puppy. Is what I should have said.
Cheer, Lord.
He's gonna keep playing with this puppy dog, and the puppy dog just wants to lay down. You know what I mean? And Shelton Benjamin just wants to do his own thing. He doesn't want to get fucked by Chad Gable, and he's gonna get fucked by Chad Gable. Chad Gable's gonna fuck Shelton Benjamin, and then Shelton's gonna turn on him.
Stop. Stop digging. Stop digging the hole for yourself. No, my only note from this was that it appears Shelton still needs to get used to the WWE ropes versus other feds that have far more springy cables to it. But overall, I thought he looked really good.
Yeah, no, Shelton Benjamin was great. And he looks the part, too, because, I mean, God, he's bigger than almost everyone he's going to be in the ring with on that SmackDown show. SmackDown show is the cruiserweight show at this point, if you haven't noticed. Hey, how about Mike Bennett coming on? That was number three on my list. Mike Bennett is back. Mike Kanellis, now a jobber on the show.
That was always his role. That was always going to be his role.
Dude, the guy was beating Sami Zayn.
Yeah, well, what do you think Sami Zayn's role is?
Well, I know that. I mean, he's a jobber now, too, losing to Aiden English. But this idea that Mike Kanellis was going to come in here to be a jobber obviously was not the case when they first brought him in, and he gets that cool... And I mean, cool, but he gets this big entrance on the pay-per-view and he's getting these segments and he's wrestling and winning Sami Zayn. Like, Sami Zayn was supposed to be his introduction feud, and now they're not hot on him. And he comes in and he's jobbing to Bobby Roode right away. Cause Bobby Roode, I mean, that guy, you asked last week, do I think Bobby Roode's a babyface even after that promo? Yeah, he is. He's the top babyface on that show behind AJ Styles.
Because he did something else this week that made me think he's not a babyface. He did the whole "I'm gonna slap hands with the fans" and then pulled the hand away. I went, "What are you doing? If you're a babyface, go all in on the babyface thing. It's not a learning to be a babyface type gimmick."
I think he's slotted as the he's also facing Mike Kanellis here, and he wrestled Aiden English last week. So I mean, the guy is slotted. I think as
he's slotted there, but it feels like that. first Kurt Angle push where he's kind of like a disingenuous babyface?
Yeah, no, it could be. But it also could be like, hey, I know you guys like me and you cheer me. I can be kind of a dick just to keep a little bit of my edge. Because he's not going to go out there and be like Chris Jericho mocking babyface, where he is slapping hands with everyone and he's soaking in the cheers and all this stuff and he's playing it up. I don't know, because what is he going to do? I mean, the next SmackDown pay-per-view is like 15 months away.
And also, just to go back to Kanellis, this is a rather pricey two-for-one deal where they're not using either of them because Maria's not doing jack either on this roster.
Yeah. And at this point, I was thinking Maria would be Emma's opponent in the main event of WrestleMania next week.
Slow down.
WrestleMania is not next week?
No.
No. Okay. No. And then number 4B on my list was Emma's new theme.
Bring back the old theme. I liked it better.
Yeah, the old theme was great. Anyway, okay, we finally reached the fifth most important story of the week, and that was John Cena, Roman Reigns. This promo, it was a promo. It was a segment. This was undoubtedly Vince McMahon's message to Roman Reigns that it's now or never.
Okay. It might be Vince to Roman, but I think it's Vince to John telling him to light a fire under these guys. Cause I mean,
that's the message to Roman. I mean, he's telling John Cena to go out because John Cena doesn't go out there unless he's given direction to, hey, really light this kid up and speak your mind. Okay.
I think they ordered the code red on both Roman and Baron Corbin.
Right. This is a now or never for Roman Reigns. Hey, Vince McMahon wants Roman to be the guy, but he knows, okay, maybe he's not getting it. So let's make him understand that you're not going to have the silver spoon in your mouth the entire time. You better do something with it. I've been putting you in main events. Let's pump the brakes a little bit too on the fact that, while I feel this might be a message to Roman Reigns, it's not as if Roman Reigns has been this number one top star push. He's going to win all his matches. The guy lost the Braun Strowman feud. What did he lose? Every single pay-per-view match to Braun Strowman. The guy lost his world title. The guy hasn't been back in the world title picture short of that four way. And he's not in the world title picture now. They gave him the U.S. title. And maybe that was the straw. John Cena mentioned it in the promo. Vince McMahon was feeding him that line because John Cena wasn't around. This guy took the U.S. title and probably felt it was a demotion and maybe didn't give his heart into the game. He was suspended for that 30-day period. This could be Vince's way of sending John Cena in there to send Roman Reigns a message that, hey, now or never, your time won't be always here. You better do something with it right now.
If that's the case, Roman failed the test.
Oh, because, God, did he ever? Because this guy has no confidence in there. This guy does not act like he knows he's a top guy. He might think he deserves to be a top guy, but he ain't acting like a top guy.
Well, no, it's the dichotomy, and it's the catch-22 of being in the WWE. It's he has this scripted promo. The moment John called him on for getting the promo, Roman should have thrown out that script and just spoken from whatever he was thinking. And said, the hell with it. Let's see where it goes.
And that's part of it, too, because he doesn't have the confidence to just say, okay, I'm going to do whatever I want here. John Cena's had that for a decade. John Cena will go out there and just do whatever he damn well pleases. The Rock would do that. Steve Austin would do that. Chris Jericho does that.
Yeah, other than planned burials like Triple H on CM Punk, this is the worst one I've seen for a guy that they've put so much into since... The only one in history that came to mind immediately was in 1987, early 88. I think it was late 88, maybe. I can't remember. But Bam Bam Bigelow had just come from the WWF to Jim Crockett. And Ric Flair cut a promo on him on both 605 and Worldwide that basically said, you say you've beaten all these top guys. You're nothing but a big fat guy. Well, we have all these bodybuilders in here, and he just laid into poor Bam Bam Bigelow, and I have never seen anybody who had that kind of star aura about him absolutely trashed like that, and just he never recovered. I mean, he had like two matches and got injured, I think, in Jim Crockett. I mean, Reigns was, I mean, he had the glassy-eared stare. Glossy-eyed stare. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you had a little Rob McCarron moment there.
You fucked a dog. No, but
I let's make it clear, first of all, I didn't fuck any dogs. Okay, I would never do that. Dogs are your best friends. Jesus.
No, this was
cancel the show.
But this was dreadful. This was, I mean, I don't understand why you'd order, I mean, why John would do this. I mean, I understand it's trying to build up that break. I mean, but you even mentioned breaking the fourth wall in your promo. It's beyond unprofessional to me.
If only Roman Reigns had CM Punk's confidence, right? He'd be the top star of all time. Because CM Punk would go out there, and CM Punk didn't crumble in promos.
No.
There are certain people that just don't crumble because they think they're the best and they will back it up.
But Roman, there are certain people who don't care about getting yelled at in the back if they go a little bit off script.
But Roman Reigns, man, he doesn't have that yet where he's like, to hell with everything. I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to go out there and do my shit. He doesn't have
Twitter
that.
Roman. He needs Twitter Roman to show up. Because on Twitter, he is like that.
He's like, he's still NXT Roman Liaki at this point.
Ooh, that's harsh, man.
I mean, what else is that? This guy's been on Raw for 4 years where he's the top guy. He's getting main event matches. He beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And the guy's going in there with John Cena unprepared. Maybe he was caught off guard a little bit. Maybe he wasn't told, you know, like this is what it's going to end up being. And he could have been surprised.
And, oh, I don't think he was told John's part of his script. I think John was winging it out there.
Because a lot of that was, it gets people talking. That's fine. And like, it's funny at the end, you know, John Cena celebrating that Roman Reigns actually signs the contract. So like the idea and how it's going to be sold on WWE TV is that John Cena was just saying what he needed to do to get Roman to sign that contract as if it was a big, long storyline that Roman Reigns didn't want to fight John Cena, which made no sense.
Yeah, but, that story made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
You say, I'm scared to fight you? Is that what you're saying? I'm like, no, that's not what he was saying. He was saying that you're a little pussy and that you're not the top guy and you act like the top guy.
Office politics are not the basis of a good wrestling feud. I'm sorry, they're not.
Because John Cena and Roman Reigns is, in the WWE sense, a dream match, right? It could have been a WrestleMania-worthy match. Yeah. That part was no lie. And you're doing it here on the show, and this is it's a way to sell it. Maybe not the best way to sell it. A very interesting way, but I felt like it had two purposes. Absolutely, is to sell that match, and also Vince is like, hey, you know, there are other people coming. There's other people out there, and Braun Strowman's getting the reactions I want, and he's a big dude. Like Braun Strowman could be my next Roman Reigns fella. So you better step up. You better shape up or ship out. If only we had like a gym sponsor at that point, that would have been a perfect place. But speaking of shaping up, you at Gold's Gym for 1 month free. But we don't.
Okay.
We don't have that at all. We don't have that.
Rusev's looking svelte.
Number six on my list is Rusev and his new svelteness.
Really?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I don't care about Rusev. Rusev is weird right now. It's a weird situation. Like, he's in the main event of the show, but why? Why?
Let's go to his other half. That Lana. This Lana gimmick is cringe.
And Lana's gonna talk herself out of a job with WWE, too, at some point. Because she just doesn't know what she's doing. Lana and Rusev are gonna be one of those things 10 years from now we look back at. And are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because Rusev is so natural on the mic. And he's unintentionally funny, but it's great. And he's a great wrestler. And they just see hot blonde.
I wish Rusev is an interesting one to me, too, because he doesn't seem like he has ambition. Like, he doesn't. It doesn't seem like with Rusev, both out of the ring and in the ring, that he really wants to be the face of the company or he wants to be the top guy in the company. And that's all well and good. Not everyone has that aspiration. Not everyone has that goal. Some people see their role and they're happy with it. Some people maybe have a little bit of an aspiration to be something bigger than normal, but not necessarily the crown jewel of the company. Rusev just doesn't seem like he's fine where he is. He's fine where he is getting paid. You know, if his house gets paid for, if his bills get paid, he's happy. He doesn't have to be the top guy. And that's going to hurt him. And then this Lana situation, like they keep trying to make Lana a wrestler. Now she's a manager again, just for the wrong person. Cause who cares about Tamina? SmackDown is a weird show right now. Sami Zayn's losing to Aiden English. What is Aiden English getting wins for? And goddammit, we're going to have Sanity as the next feud for Fashion Police.
You think it's Sanity?
I think it's Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain. I thought it was very clear in terms of that. The once it was brought up to me,
that's what I meant.
They were using certain words. I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's Authors of Pain. Either way, I mean, oh, good for them. Sanity's the NXT Tag Team Champions. It's not them. Authors of Pain coming up. Authors of Pain and the Fashion Police. That's got to be a win for the Authors of Pain. And who do they go up on? Ooh, you know what would be a fun match? Is this Shelton Benjamin Chad Gable team up against the Authors of Pain?
Please. I just want to see these guys throw each other a bit. Let me ask you this.
Ask me any question you have. You have 30 minutes to do so. It's like an open forum. If anything Jeff Hawkins wanted to know about Rob McCarron, you have this time on this show to ask it.
I've had this Rob for the last 3 weeks. Let's try and stay focused a little bit.
I'm focused. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to be in Las Vegas next week. It's so cool because we're going during the slow time because you just had the Floyd Mayweather fight, right? And then Canelo and Triple G fight in like 2 weeks after we're there. So it is the slow time. I'm not going to see anyone there. There's going to be no one in Vegas when we're there. It's going to be like a ghost town and we're just going to have the run of the place to ourselves.
Good hotel?
MGM, man.
Nice.
Like super cheap, super great. I mean, we're going to go to that kick-ass pool that's like 4 football fields long.
You going to be up 500 by midnight?
I mean, probably. I mean, we get in at 11, so if I'm up 500 at midnight, that'd be some night, some 1 hour.
I just think the optics are bad of hot potatoing the WWE Raw.
The hell did this come
title?
From? Oh, speaking of the Raw Women's Championship, did you know that Alexa Bliss is the new champion?
That was number seven on my list. The same day they dropped the Mae Young Classic, which is fascinating to me. I Sasha has now had title reigns of 27 days, 27 days, 20 days, and 8 days.
Raw Women's Championship. But you know what's interesting about the Raw Women's Championship reigns? Alexa Bliss, when she lost the belt to Sasha Banks, do you know how many days she had been champion?
I could have pulled it back up.
112 days she was the champion when she lost the title in Brooklyn to Sasha Banks.
Charlotte was 113, right?
Charlotte held the belt for 113.
Jeez.
So they got the belt off this Alexa before she could break this record that's only a year old, because who the hell cares? Sasha Banks holds the championship for 8 days. WWE trying to claim it as 9, but they don't know how math works.
And your longest reigning women's champion on Raw has had it for less than 4 months.
Yes. Well, the title's only been in existence for a year and a half. It's not like it's this long championship that's been around forever.
Yeah, but it's already crossed hands or passed on 8 times, hasn't it?
We've had 11 champions.
Dear Lord. And you
once
just
per month, basically.
And guess what? We may be getting a special guest who has held it longer than all of them combined.
Oh, who's that?
The longest reigning NXT Women's Champion.
Oh, Asuka, that's right. Because Asuka's on her way up.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka's on the way up. You think she goes to Raw? You think she goes to SmackDown?
Oh, I think she goes to Raw.
Me too. I think she does.
And I think she loses to Nia eventually.
I think Nia Jax wins it. She beats Alexa Bliss at the Raw pay-per-view.
And I think that first loss, they bring her up as this undefeated monster and they build her up into a super match with Nia, and I think she loses.
Because I can see her coming up. Nia Jax wins the belt and then Asuka makes her entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Probably October, not this very next show in September, but maybe the October show.
And then Asuka Bayley 3 is like a 3-minute match on hour 3 of Raw.
But you know, I mean, WrestleMania time, come WrestleMania time, Asuka's going to be one of 4 women on one side against 4 women on the other side.
Yeah.
Hey, is Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey, and Jess Duke versus Stephanie McMahon, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks still the plan for WrestleMania?
No, I don't think so.
Was I supposed to say that? I don't think I was supposed to say that out loud.
No, I think I think the horsewomen are planned for Survivor Series, and then maybe it'll be Stephanie and Ronda at WrestleMania.
Stephanie and Ronda.
Because, you know, Stephanie's the real star.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Stephanie will be in that match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
We'll see where the pieces fall. You got Jessamine Duke training to wrestle, for this WrestleMania match. Who knows if she'll even be in it. Shayna Baszler in this women's tournament. Asuka dropping the NXT title. It is now in abeyance.
Spoiler for next week.
Oh, that didn't happen this week?
No.
Oh, I didn't watch the show.
Oh, okay. So I can't talk about the Bobby Roode.
You can talk about whatever you want, because Bobby Roode had his last match tonight, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. It was a good, pretty good Roderick Strong match.
Roderick Strong, man, he's coming into his own, this Roderick Strong guy.
I like this program with him and Drew. I do. Drew cut a promo tonight saying that he was proud of Roddy for being a man and just coming out and directly saying he wanted the title as opposed to, you know, being all duplicitous about it. It was pretty good. And then
the thing about Roderick Strong is the fact that Drew McIntyre's indie run was made by Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that series with Roderick Strong, no one takes Drew McIntyre seriously.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was that Roderick Strong series that made Drew McIntyre an indie name. Roderick Strong put Drew McIntyre on the map.
Although they did a Cole Fish and O'Reilly beatdown of Drew at the end of the show. Fish and O'Reilly have matching suits like they're the Singh brothers of NXT.
Yeah, sure. Why not? They are. I mean, they are. They ain't doing anything special until this tag team division gets going when TM61 comes back. Man, Shane Thorne should be the main event of WrestleMania. This guy has it. This guy wouldn't crumble in a promo series with John Cena. I'll tell you that.
Oh, they came out today with new people who are going to be in the new video game, and both the Revival and TM61 are in there. And I'm wondering, is there an injury mode that they get injured every 2 months?
WWE career mode is just watching the performance center, everyone else, like you're backstage for 1 year.
You can't use TM61 right now on the injured list.
Yeah. Tommaso Ciampa on the injured list. All these good tiny little guys are injured. These good hands.
Everybody's getting injured right now. Joe, mm-hmm. Asuka, Xavier Woods.
Yep. He's just a bit sore though.
Mm.
Just a little sore. That's all. Alexa Bliss has held the Raw Women's Championship for 2 days now. I ask you this, Jeff, do you feel like that's too long?
I hate you so much for asking me that.
Is it time to take the title off Alexa? Has she overstayed her welcome as the Raw Women's Champion? We've gone 2 whole days, 2 rotations of the sun.
Meanwhile, we've gone like almost 4 weeks without seeing Becky or Charlotte interact with anybody one-on-one. It's very weird. Or maybe there was a natty match there.
I know the sun's not the thing rotating around us, guys. Relax. I know that. Science. What else we got on Raw? Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, great. They're the champions of the earth. I'm really looking forward to that match. I hate that it's still a month away. We're so far away from another pay-per-view. What am I going to do on Sundays? Football? Come on.
It looked like they had a couple of things on both shows that people kind of didn't pick up on or they didn't get the reaction they wanted. Like during that Battle Royal, the Bullet Club reunion with Balor and Gallows and Anderson.
Well, because we know we're not getting
too sweet. Yeah, but but they wanted a boo when the Drifter broke it up, and they got nothing out of that. Nothing happened out of that. It's like everybody was ahead of it, or they just didn't get the reference because they're so casual.
You want to talk? Remember this? Yes, they are a casual audience. They are not the internet audience. You had that with the Bullet Club, and you had that with Pelvis Wesley.
Oh my God!
So sad because that would have gotten over huge in New York or L.A. You know, one of those areas. It was not the type of gimmick to do in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what it would what would have been the gimmick to do in Memphis, Tennessee?
Honky Tonk Man would have been the gimmick to do in Memphis, Tennessee.
Honky Tonk Man would have been the gimmick to do in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what else would have been the gimmick to do in Memphis, Tennessee? Pretty much anywhere, Sid.
Jeez. We'll talk about Sid in a moment.
I tell you what, Elias destroying Sid, then giving him the elbow drop. Oh, boy.
Slow down for a moment. Did you watch the second season of Southpaw?
I've seen the first couple of episodes. I have not seen the entire thing yet, because honestly, those first few episodes of season two were kind of boring.
Did you see the Ascensions gimmick?
I have not.
They again steal this whole damn thing.
Well,
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they do.
And the reaction is great because it goes into the 80s trademark. When they try and copy something cool, but they get threatened to be sued, so they have to change it slightly.
Oh, I saw that. What was that about?
Oh, it was, go ahead.
That was the Ascension, wasn't it? Maybe I did
see
it, but I forget.
Yeah, they did the Top Guns.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did see that.
So they'll now be known as Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, not the Top Guns. I did see that. I don't remember at all. I just wasn't thrilled. And we were very much missing Big Bartholomew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Him and the Sea Monster.
Who was the, Rhino and Seth Rollins, that's no good. Seth Rollins didn't come.
That looks like a shot at the Briscoes to me.
I don't know. Maybe the Butchers, but Seth Rollins didn't bring it. Rhino tried to save it. Seth Rollins was bad. He's not meant for that. Seth Rollins is meant to be a tag team wrestler on Raw.
I don't know. Your boy Sid popped off today.
Sid popped off?
Did you hear about this?
What's Sid popping off about? And if he's popping off, he's probably right.
Well, Sid was asked about Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
and he basically called him a guy in a shirt who wrestles. Now Roman Reigns, he looks like a real wrestler.
Those are facts. Even though Roman Reigns is wearing a shirt/vest.
Yeah, I just go.
Roman's never going to be taken seriously until he like gets actual gear.
Yeah,
that's what I've discovered at this point.
Sid's bought into this Vince McMahon 90s thing where the look and the height are what make a wrestler as opposed to toughness or your ability to talk. I don't understand, man. People hating on Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is one of the most watchable things week to week on SmackDown.
Yeah. Right? But Braun Strowman, it's all he's got. All he's got is size. Braun Strowman's doing well for himself. He's doing great. Doesn't talk. His worst attribute is talking. But he goes in there, and he's tall, and he's big, and he throws shit around. That's all you need. Roman Reigns ain't throwing enough shit around. He'd be the top guy in this world if he was throwing more shit around. Why? How'd he get over in the first place? Oh, he was powerbombing dudes through tables? Do that more.
You think that's a cure for Roman Reigns is a powerbomb more guys through tables?
Why during this contract signing was he throwing the table to the side and then just looking at John Cena until leaving? Like, what kind of wuss move was that? Powerbomb the fucker through the table.
Wow, you are just full of piss and vinegar today, aren't you?
Well, I mean, do you think what Roman Reigns did on Monday night worked?
Oh, I just meant the swearing.
Try something different. Number 8 on my list of big stories of the week. Oh, actually has a little bit to do with Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Why did Renee Young toy with Fandango's heart?
I don't know, but 1980s white trash Renee Young is the hottest Renee Young there is.
White trash Renee Young, who was looking at the camera trying to get discovered, basically.
Missy Hyatt, Renee Young, yes.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whose meta-ness is worse on promos, John Cena or Dolph Ziggler?
Why didn't Kevin Owens powerbomb Aiden English? Why did he just raise his hand and be like, yeah, this is good? Why didn't he powerbomb the guy?
I have no idea. I thought that was going to be the move. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a Bad News Brown type thing where he's a heel that other heels hate too.
Yeah. He looked better in the ref shirt than he does his regular gear too. That would be scary for me. What if he just gets moved to a ref? Kevin Owens, referee. It's your next gimmick.
They've done that.
Full-time referee, is what I'm saying.
They've done that.
Yeah, who's that?
Ron Garvin. Danny Davis.
Oh. Did the Raw and SmackDown writing team move Ron Garvin to be a full-time referee as he was in the second to the top program in the company? Oh, is that what happened? Hey, what do you make of the Shinsuke Nakamura Randy Orton match? That RKO was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but they foreshadowed. I mean, you knew it was coming the moment they said that, oh, Orton and Nakamura are going to fight next week.
Of course,
the tag team match is going to happen. Of course, Nakamura is going to get the pin. Of course, he's going to eat in our... I thought Nakamura did a very nice bump for that RKO. Well,
yeah. Oh, God. It's like he's been planning on doing that for 10 years. Like, I'm going to make it to the WWE so I can sell an RKO.
Who wins that?
If I ever made it to WWE, that's the first thing I'd want to do. Sell an RKO. People will pay attention to it. That move's the most over move in wrestling right now.
Nakamura has to win, right? Because they're going to do another gender match.
Nakamura's got to win because he can't do Randy Orton and gender.
I'm sorry. I was thinking Rusev was going to do Orton again, but
yeah, no, I Nakamura's going to win on SmackDown. He's going to get his comeuppance on the RKO, and you're going to do gender and Shinsuke Nakamura again. I don't know at this point if anyone's beaten gender until WrestleMania, though.
No,
like if I was doing a title match for the SmackDown side,
he's not going into Rumble the champ.
Okay, well, Rumble maybe he's going into Rumble as the champion, right? And he loses at the Royal Rumble, and you do whatever you do on the SmackDown side because the Royal Rumble winner this year is going to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns is winning that Royal Rumble. This whole gimmick with John Cena. He's going to beat Philly. John Cena.
In Philly, they're going to do that.
They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. The only way I see him not winning is if someone from SmackDown actually wins, and maybe they keep Roman Reigns out of the Rumble and they find some other way to get him in there. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, that's the whole story. The whole story is Brock Lesnar keeping this title all the way to WrestleMania until Roman Reigns can get it back. That's the story. I don't see it deviating yet.
Go ahead. I got an exciting idea, I think.
What's an
think,
exciting idea? Emma, or, not in the main event of WrestleMania? Maybe in the opening match?
What do you think the stipulation for the Usos New Day rematch is going to be?
Ooh, yeah. That is intriguing because you know it's going to be something really weird.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be fairly straight ahead, but I think it's going to be kind of cool.
Well, who gets to pick the stipulation? Who won that match?
The Usos do.
Oh, then yeah, it's not going to be something cool.
Oh.
It's going to be like rap battle on a pole match. Is that possible?
No. I'll tell you what I think it is.
What?
I think the Usos penitentiary match is going to be Hell in the Cell, and I think it's going to be the first tag team match, Hell in the Cell.
Is it the first tag team Hell in the Cell?
I think it is.
Have
I,
they
I
never done that, that before?
I mean.
Have they?
Don't go into Hawkins.
Maybe they have.
Maybe.
Have they? Hell in a Cell is a professional wrestling cage-based match held in WWE, former World Wrestling Federation. It features a large roof steel cage structure, or cell, which encloses the ring and ringside area.
You know what? I'm sure they probably have had one.
Anyway, yeah, they got it. They did. D-Generation X defeated Legacy inside
a Hell in a Cell thing.
Tag team
that
match.
One where they basically buried Rhodes and DiBiase.
I believe
they
that was the, yeah, I think that was the only one. They've had 36 of these things. Oh, no, the very second ever Hell in a Cell was a tag team match. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Undertaker defeated Mankind and Kane on June 15th, 1998 in San Antonio, Texas.
But I think they tie in the Usos penitentiary with Hell in the Cell.
Oh yeah, probably
a tag team match.
Probably. God, there is no SmackDown pay per view for like a year and a half. What is happening here with these pay per views? I mean, what the we have this brand split where we're supposed to have two pay per views a month, and we're not getting that. Are we getting ripped off, Jeff? Your thoughts? Are there not enough WWE special events? After a stretch where we had like five in a 9-week period, are there not enough? Because here we are, September 24th. We are a month away still from No Mercy. And then October 8th and October 22nd are the next pay-per-views. Hell in a Cell is on October 8th. We are 6 weeks away. That event is happening at the very new Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan. That's something. Clash of the Champions is coming back in December, by the way, in Boston.
I believe it's Clash of Champions.
Oh, that's right. It's not the champions. It's just Clash of various champions. We're not going to tell you which ones. And they may not be the champions. They're just champions. And we don't know what brand that's going to be for yet. It would make sense that it would be for the SmackDown brand. Because we have two Raw pay-per-views so far for the rest of this year. And only one SmackDown show. And Survivor Series, which will be the co-branded event, happening down there in poor Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas getting drilled right now. We hope everyone is okay. I know about the hurricane because Booker T wasn't at the show on Monday. But that was really interesting of WWE. They had quite a few of those donation videos.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly put together for Houston.
Philanthropy is the new marketing.
That is the new marketing. Look at them. Look at them going, oh man, Royal Rumble, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WrestleMania 34, New Orleans, Louisiana. A lot of big events in big cities. Jinder Mahal, he's going to be the champion heading into 2018. I just think it's happening.
I assume you didn't watch 205 Live.
Here's the thing about 205 Live. I know Jack Gallagher got hurt. And I know Enzo Amore won a match.
He won by cheating. This is the worst babyface in the whole company.
All right. I mean, that's a hot take. Worst babyface in the entire company when we have Bobby Roode out there.
Of their own making. Let's put it that way. Okay. Of his own making. I could say Bailey's probably the worst baby face, but that's because
she is
they
bad
script
at
her
it.
So
She's
terrible.
Just so bad at being likable right now. What the hell happened? She was the most likable thing in the world, and now you want to hate her. You want to be like, you just want to slap her in the face and be like, not me, maybe another. Yeah, maybe a child. Maybe a child.
Wow,
slap her in the face.
You're hitting all the bases tonight, aren't you?
You just want to slap that Bailey right in the face. No,
animal
that's not
sex
bad.
And domestic violence. What is wrong with you?
Nia Jax can do that. Don't go slapping females in the face. Be a star. Okay, be a star.
Nia's getting this title, right?
Nia's getting the title. Nia's getting the title, and then she's battling Asuka. That's the match. Asuka and Nia Jax.
Okay.
And Nia's going to win the very first encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka's going to lose. Like, what? Look at this Triple H guy giving a year and a half long reign to Asuka. I'll show him one better. I'm going to make Nia Jax my Asuka. I'm going to make her the monster. Nia Jax versus Braun Strowman. WrestleMania match? Yes or no?
Intergender is frowned upon in this company.
It is. It is. That's why you can't go slapping Bailey in the face. One, it's wrong. So quit trying to do it, fellas. Jeez. Have some heart. Have some morality. Jeff, tell me about Glow.
Okay, I watched an episode 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Give me a scene by scene. Give me a scene by scene.
I'm not gonna give you a scene by scene. I liked it a lot because it had you can never go wrong with an 80s training montage.
That's right.
Number one. And I know her last name's Gilpin. What's the actress's name? Is it Betty Gilpin?
I have no idea. The one that plays the blonde?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She runs the ropes better than half the divas in this, or half the women in this company.
They did a really good job. I mean, Chavo taught them well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Basically, in this episode, the Alison Brie character and the blonde go to revisit our boy Brodus Clay / Tyrus and Carlito at the house and get a little bit of backyard training in the ring to make it look more real. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the commitment to the character. And then of course, Rich Summers' character returns and does the whole 80s bad guy shtick. What are you embarrassing the family?
That
was a stretch for me. I'm sorry. There's a lot of scripting in this, but to say, oh, I cheated on you, but you're the embarrassment.
You're the embarrassment. This guy, this fucking guy. All right. And you'll see in the finale, like, this is just the worst guy ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because he tries to apologize. He's going to be like Mr. Best Husband Ever. He wants to make it work. And then he makes fun of her for her job. Classic mistake. Classic mistake, thinking that you're back in the good graces and that she thinks she's an embarrassment in what she does also. What are you doing there, Rich Sumner?
Yeah, no, do you think I should
with do it?
S-O-M-M-E-R. Should I watch next week when you're gone, or should I wait?
Just wait.
Okay.
And I'll catch back up on the ending episodes, too, because I want to... This show was good. I like this glow show. I'm looking forward to season two.
But I howled. I absolutely howled at the 80s training montage. I'm like, this is perfect. This is absolutely a perfect... What I want when people decide that they're going to emulate styles from the past, I want them to do a straight without a wink and a nod type of thing. And I love this about that. And there's too much kind of self-awareness that, oh, look, we're in the 80s type thing. This was not that. I really liked it.
Yeah, I want to watch this glow show. I've started watching Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what, there are a lot of people who are liking this Game of Thrones show. That sit on a very high horse about certain things while you're watching a show that glorifies incest and arranged marriages and rape. And let me tell you this. You probably shouldn't be on a high horse if you're watching Game of Thrones.
Especially if you're a wrestling fan of any length.
Domestic violence is bad, and we all know that. Be kind to your neighbors, everybody.